Less than 8 weeks to go before the Garmin Olathe Marathon. Eddie Greer, let's play two here in the EG3 podcast. Welcome on board, folks, to this podcast here as I'm recording on Wednesday night. It's been some type of day or last 36 hours of this random weather here in the Midwest. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the show here tonight. Or whenever this will get posted tomorrow night, but this week. So thank you for that. The EG3 podcast, running, sports, and whatever comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. I try to play the intro music, and yet again, I don't know. It's day and night with this thing, but we're gonna roll with it like usual in this podcast. So thank you so much for hanging out with us here this week as we play two this week. We already recorded one episode already. It's already posted. The EG3 podcast underneath the three wide podcasts of EG3, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, we're on there as well. So definitely, if you're not already, make sure you subscribe. Less races this year for yours truly, EG3. Not going to be doing all this racing, trying to rack up some mileage, but we're in the middle, getting ready for our spring marathon, the Garmin Olathe Marathon. I know a lot of y'all have asked me, what's going on? What's going fasty? What's he doing? What's he doing? Where are you going to show up? Are you going to race next week? You're going to race next week? Plan was not going into the year, take a couple steps back. Generally, I'm not going to go deep, not into a little deep dive right now, but the plan was run less races and really, really mainly have races score circle that you want to do well in. So less races, more miles, and hopefully go hit goals here in 2025. We got unfinished business. The motto of stealing something from Denny Hamlin. He had a different motto last year, but I'm already jumping on him I was already ahead of him going into the year, getting my yearly motto started, but the year of unfinished business. And that's what we got going on this year. So we're trying to hit certain goals, maybe try and win some races this year. Doing all that fun stuff. So it's fun to get after goals, especially when you're out here running against the wind or in Arctic temperatures, and whatnot. You get finally a nice week and change of nice weather, spring weather, and then you get this, right? And so Wednesdays it has been usually the day off. So I thought it was going to be, well, looking back maybe a week or two ago, entering into the month of March, thought it was gonna be a little nicer, but instead it ain't. It hasn't. So finally, but hopefully all you got, everyone in the Midwest is staying safe during this little bit of a change in random. What I say, random ass weather. Yeah, spring weather. Cause apparently I thought we were done with this weather, but apparently I should know better. But now you get one of these snowy type of deals, and that's what we got here the last 36 hours, and that has shifted its way out of the Midwest as we get ready to finish up another training week here in Kansas City. We get ready for the Garmin, well, this podcast anyways, getting ready for the Garmin Olathe Marathon, something that originally was not on the plan. It was definitely not on the plan doing no damn marathon, but here I am, locked in, focused, unfinished business in the marathon, so we got that going on next month. Hard to believe, man. Talking to friends and family. Well, majority friends. My family already knows. But friends about me being pumped up about it. So I was dreading the fact that this was the least. This marathon was the least on. Least marathon I wanted to run, because obviously, well, Olathe, I mean, that's why I throw shade at Olathe, Kansas, but I mean, I did the half a couple years ago. It was okay, but not exciting, you know what I mean? So, but that half marathon was part of the 39.3 Heartland Half Challenge that I did, and that's a brutal in itself there. Three half marathons in 5 weeks. That's actually going to kick off here in a few weeks, actually, with Liberty. Woo! So those of you getting ready for that, woo! Boy, y'all have fun with that one. But, so, Lean back like, there ain't nothing else to see. I mean, not really exciting, but this train cycle so far, you know, yes, I'm diving straight on into business here in this episode. But so this train cycle has been a little bit different as far as you're trying to get back into the routine and just have some type of at least ability, right? Routine. That's some, and I think, yes, some things, I've said this numerous times on this podcast before. I mean, you're going to have something pop up here and there, and that's all right. You can't control that, right? Even me, right? Come up here to back up to KNC last year, trying to settle down and find some type of rhythm. In the middle of jumping, doing a race here and there, and then getting ready for your main spring race, which was Rock the Parkway last year, or the half anyways, in the spring anyway. But yeah, doing that, so your life's going to pop up. But at the same time, you're going to have some type of consistency. And that was one of the goals that's on the EG3 board. Consistency, routine, or at least some type of routine anyways. And I think I finally have that going on with this one. Actually doing it, not that I haven't been doing it already, but trying to learn, get better each day. Whether it's easy runs, speed workouts, progression runs, things like that, long runs have been exceptionally good. Had to cut the recent one off a little bit due to the dreaded IT man that flared up late last week. But I could have kept going easily. So I'm really enjoying the long runs. But yes, I am in the middle. I shouldn't say in the middle, but next couple weeks in a little bit of down phase, and then we'll be hitting that peak phase very soon, and then here we are, we're going to be hitting that dreaded taper here pretty soon before we all know it. So that is where I'm at. I know people have been asking me, you know, what's Fast Eddie up to? Is he going to show up for one of these races or not? Where is he at? Well, there you go on that, and I did make the announcement. We made a spring marathon announcement a couple weeks ago, so check that out. So now from here on, I'll be reminding you about what I'm doing, obviously, or keeping you up to date, obviously, on the training front. I was reminded, and thankfully, my coach told me how many weeks to go, because it feels like it's sooner rather than later. There as well as these, when we hit March, April, May, that's when business picks up, folks. So if you're training, I know Boston had, 6-7 weeks to go, something like that. So I got bases off of that because I know several of y'all are training for that, getting ready for that. And a lot of y'all just finished up Tokyo. I'll get in that here in a minute on this episode. And I got something to share on the back end of this episode. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, so Boston and then Garmin Olathe. There's that. I know Bill Schneider half. In May, people have been asking me about if I'm going out there for that. I have no clue. Right now, I'm just trying to focus in right now. Obviously, again, I have certain races circled. So that means I'm not going to do too much racing here in 2025. Main thing is, I have certain races. I have really three that circle. In the Olathe is one of them, the marathon, right? So That's where the focus has shifted a little bit. I don't want to focus too far. I know the second one is the Metro Mile. I know the KC, shout out to KCRC, Kansas City Running Company. Yes, you got them. So the team, the Kansas City Running Company team, shout out to them. But shout out to you guys, the club as well. The club is going to Grandma's Marathon up in Duluth here later on this year, and that's actually coincide with the Metro Mile. I'd rather do the Metro Mile because we already finished. This podcast already did the Grandma's, and now the experience in itself. And I'm pretty sure you can find. It might not be on this feed. It might be on my other podcast that I do. But so we already did that one, and it was an excellent experience, awesome experience. There as well, and I know a couple of people for Grandma's, that's going to be the first marathon for some of my friends that are going to be doing that. So that is awesome to hear that. I know I had a conversation recently on a Monday night run this week with one of them, one of my friends that is doing it for the very, not only doing that for the first time, but having that particular marathon as that person's first. Try to have this. Yes, I'm still the annoying coughing is still there. So apologize for that. But yeah, so she is getting back. Thanks. She's getting back into running. And so she is getting back into, she wants to get back into competitive running. But she's doing that marathon as well. So, but yeah, we'll talk about that. Down the stretch there, that coincides with Metro Mile, and like I said, like, that's definitely highlighted on my schedule calendar this year. Metro Mile, and that's June 10th, and I believe Grandma's, that is later that same month, 22nd, or 21st, somewhere in there, and it's already, it sells out fast. The half marathon really sells out fast, and so I'd rather focus on the Metro Mile. So we got that. So we're gonna have that this year again. I'm super pumped about that this year with our chances of trying to win it this year.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm gonna ahead and say it on this podcast, the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gray III here recording on this Wednesday night following some crazy weather here in the past 36 hours here in the Kansas City metro area. So we have that, and we're really going to get after it here in a couple of Mondays. St. Patty's, baby. Going back to Lawrence, baby. Lawrence, Kansas. And I said this last week on the show. I'm going to say it again. I'm probably going to say it again next week. We'll probably do a little preview of it. Lawrence Irish Mile going down. Ooh! Let's go. I cannot wait, man. That has some serious wind last year, and somehow I know we're going back and trying sub five. That's what we're going for. I know what we can do on the track. That's not a given there. I am, but we know what we can do on the track. Woo! We know what we can put down on the track. But for as far as the road mile goes, we're trying to knock down sub five, because that's what I got last year. It was five right out of the dot. Exactly five. Right. Oh my goodness. Ooh. That is not good for Michael Jordan. I've just got the notification. NASCAR is suing Michael Jordan. Operating outside of NASCAR lines. Woo! I'm not gonna get into it obviously, because that is not in the plans for the show tonight. But that is huge there. Obviously, Michael Jordan, he's been in the news recently anyway. In his race team, because he co-owns a NASCAR team with Denny Hamlin, and I mentioned Denny Hamlin earlier in the show, who's also a current NASCAR driver. Michael Jordan is not. He's a co-owner with Denny Hamlin. 2311 is race team. That's huge right there. So I'm going to have to read that here tomorrow at some point. But yeah, so sorry about getting off track. A little bit of a squirrel moment here on the podcast, per usual in the show. So Metro Mile going down later this summer. We got the Lawrence Irish Mile going down in 2 weeks. Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to going that. And that's on a Monday, by the way. So again, I got a lot of part-time day. I got a lot of paid time off stacked up. So that's why I'm going to do that. So I'm getting paid. Go out there to Lawrence, Kansas, and see what we can do, and maybe be in the mix for a shot at Masters as well. So we're all about unfinished business here on this podcast. So that's what's up. And, of course, Virginia Dam 10K, going back to that, that is next month as well. So EG3, busy next couple of months as well. I'm really looking forward to getting back out there in front of everyone in racing, baby. That's what we're talking about here in the show. So there is that. Tokyo, right? Tokyo Marathon just wrapped up. Several of you guys finished that. And I'm going to say this, right? Congratulations to all that finished that, who got another gold star on your resume. So congratulations there. But the common theme, yet again, and again, you cannot control the weather, right? Because if you're going, and I know Publix, yeah, Atlanta. I know several friends of mine that did that as well. back in my home state, that is on the list. And I said that on last week's show as well. That is on high on the list to go back to my home state and to do that race. So that's definitely on that list. You know my stance on where I'm at on Boston. So I'm not getting into that right now. But we talked about that a little bit on the previous show. I shouldn't say last week because that episode just came out on Tuesday. So go back to and listen to it. But yeah, so Tokyo, right? Now, I said this about the Boston episode last year on this podcast. Training in colder weather and getting ready for a early-ish spring marathon. Or you can call it a late winter / early spring marathon. That is a tricky thing. Again, planning so far out in advance, okay? Fact that, all right, you're training in this cold weather, and I brought up weather so many times in a show here already in 2025, crazy-ass weather, random weather, that, all right, it's hard. And summer to fall, it might be, honestly, a little easier, but again, you have the same thing because, again, you're training in hot weather, which I like hot weather more than this cold weather is. But then when you get in the fall, okay, everything's got to line up. Everything's got to line up for you to go out and crush your PR. You want a PR? Awesome. You want to finish up another marathon? Awesome. Half marathon, you want to do that? Awesome. Etc., right? And Boston, right? Last year, common theme is it was hot. It was too hot, right? And who knows what's going to happen at Boston's in several weeks? We'll see, right? Tokyo, the common denominator that I got reading some of the articles last couple of days and hearing from fellow friends that did it and reading summaries on Instagram, it got hot. Second half got hot. Went out too fast. When the music went out, I had to bear down, right? Trust in the Lord, right? Those things. It's easier said than done. I'll raise my hand to that because easier said than done, right? You cannot control the conditions, and that's one of the things, you know, Olathe could, I mean, hey, it could be super winning like this, right? You just gotta try to be prepared any way you can, because it could be rainy, like it was last night for the track run, which that might have not been a smart decision, but again, you know, I ain't got no treadmill. I gotta try to get this thing done, man. Everything I can, I'm definitely not going back in the caves. There's no reason why going in there. So, how to get it done, right? You gotta try to put yourself in position, right? When it comes race day, you're gonna be ready for any type of conditions. And for the winter to spring, that can get really tricky. And dealing with the heat, that's hard. That has to be hard because you put all this work, put your training in on your body. Okay, this is this. And when it's time, I mean, again, that's why marathon so hard to prepare for. Because when it's game time, race day, game time, it is what it is. You just got to do, again, it's not the last time I'm going to say this. Got to do the best you can. And, again, accomplishing a gold star, and fortunate enough for me, blessed to have a gold star now in the bank. I didn't even think I'd have one. not less one. Everyone has like 3, 4, 6, 5, 4 stars seen on here. It's like that was even the cars to run a big world major like Chicago last fall, and seeing everyone complete the first of the 6 world majors, which was Tokyo, which, yes, I agree, it gets overshadowed because the fact that everyone's getting ready for the big dog, Boston, right? So, and which that could present its own, has its own challenges with the hills. I've heard so many stories, I feel like I know the damn course. I've not even ran a damn course yet. I feel like I know it. I was just listening to the countless podcasts and whatnot, and reading stories and whatnot, and keeping up with elites like Emma Bates and things like that. It's crazy stuff. But And yeah, we're gonna go for the BQ here in 8 weeks, right? I mean, I'm not just gonna go out there just to run it. I'm not going through this trouble, put my body on the line in this cold ass weather, in this windy weather, in this monsoon, rainy, windy weather, cold. We don't want to be out there, and we don't have a treadmill. Yeah, it's gonna be difficult. Not relying on a treadmill. Maybe easier for me is going out there and doing it. Anyone else has that easy access? I should do that. I don't. I gotta go out here and do what I need to do on that particular day. Whether that's an easy run, or unfortunately, yesterday was awesome, exciting. It was track day for me yesterday, but at the same time, but unfortunately, on the flip side of the coin, it was rainy, super rainy, and windy. Like it still is out right now outside the ET3 studios, right? So, I mean, it just, you dealt, the car is what you dealt with. You have to do it. You got to go out there and try to get it done. It's the goal. Like I've seen this on Strava lately anyways. Miles are miles, miles are miles, miles are miles, miles are miles. Hey, miles are miles, right? Gotta do it. Gotta do it, right? If you don't, hey, that puts you behind the eight ball. In my Pomo opinion. So again, like things pop up in training, life happens. Hey, I can attest to that. I'm sure a lot of you can attest to that, right? But again, you have to put yourself in the position where come your race, whether it's Boston, whether that's Olathe, whether that's London. Hey, let's not forget about London now. I think London gets underrated more than Tokyo does. But again, I'm right on. I could be right on both things. I could be like that, but yeah, Boston is way up here. London and Tokyo are in the middle, somewhere, right? So whatever it called. Again, you cannot control the weather. You can't ask for weather every time. We can't ask for that. But what we can do is go out there, which everybody can do, including me, is go out there, whether it's on that day, whether you have an easy run that day, or a speed workout that day, or a progression run that day, or a long run that day, do the best you can. And sometimes on that day, hey, we got to cut it short, like I did this weekend, or last Sunday, due to an ATV band issue, or have a bad run. It sucks. Got to stop. Or you feel great that day. You want to keep going. It's all the emotions, man. All the emotions, guys. And that's why, you want to put train for a marathon. Oh, yeah. It takes a lot of time. And I know a dear buddy of mine is getting ready for Ultra. Or a couple people, anyways, getting ready for that Ultra. Holy smoke. That takes a lot of time as well. So, you just got to be up for the challenge. Yeah, and everyone has their different agendas, right? So do what you do, right? I'm not here. Hey, tell you what to do. Hey, you do what you have to do. Whether you're training for a half marathon, marathon this cycle, or you're racing every weekend, want those medals, right? Hey, do what you do, right? The ET3 podcast continues here on Wednesday night in Kansas City, Missouri, dealing with crazy ass weather. Yes, past weather here in March never fails, baby. Eddie Greener III here for a couple more minutes here on the show, playing two this week. We already posted an episode this week, so go check that out, which I talk about more about Boston again and talk more about a little bit more about Olathe there. So you'll be hearing about that, a lot more about Olathe as we get y'all counted down to that, as Eat Fast Eddie gets ready for that, and he gets ready for another road mile, which I cannot get ready for. Ooh, I got something for them boys, I tell you. Especially in that workout like I did last night. I was ready to run some more. Yes, it was raining. Like I said just a while ago, it was super rainy. But again, I could have gone out and run another set of Ks that I've been doing pretty much throughout this training cycle. Like I said, it's been slightly different. So we'll see. Again, we'll see how it all shakes out when race day comes here on April 26th for this or 27th for this podcast. So I got to get a date right on that, because I know the Olathe Marathon, that's not the only race, because they have to have, like I mentioned, I believe the 5 and 10 Ks. But that following day, you got the trolley run. there, which sadly got to miss that due to me jumping into this race. Oh, how love we do what we do for friends, right? So there you go on that one. But anyways, I will briefly talk about what I watched on YouTube. Look what I rediscovered. Justin Gatlin, gold medalist, former gold medalist, USA gold medalist, Justin Gatlin, 100 meters, fastest man in the world, and legend, Usain Bolt. Oh my goodness. All right, so for those of y'all don't know, I got back in, all this really started back in high school, but late in high school when I joined the track team when I was a junior in high school. In this particular high school, Flagler Palm Coast, shout out to FPC, continuing to do big things. They are, if not, one of the best high school programs in the nation. And damn, did I miss an opportunity to run with David Holliday, who is still putting out work, the head coach of the track and field teams down there, high school, down there in Palm Coast, Florida, down there. Missed an opportunity. Definitely missed an opportunity to run with them boys. Back in that era, we'll say that. And he is still putting out championship teams down there. Not only that, he's getting athletes. And rightfully so. When you get athletes, when you are winning a program, and it means, if you're a winning program, like a, again, a college, well, high school program, I don't know too many high school successful high school programs in the state of Kansas. let's just throw an example in here. Let's just say Manhattan, Jefferson City, because I know those schools pretty well. My time out there in Manhattan, Kansas, Manhattan, Jefferson City, Wamego. It's like, you have a successful program, you're going to get athletes that over there that want to go to your school. And for Flagler Palm Coast, and this was not on the rundown sheet at all, but this came to my mind because the fact that each and every year, this guy continues to put out elite teams. He's in the discussion every year, including the cross country. This was my first high school, and probably should have, unfortunate circumstances that I couldn't control, I should have graduated from there. But graduated from another high school. But point taken, the cross-country teams, even before Coach Holliday took center stage, took over that program, or the programs, that cross-country team was elite. Because those friends back then, now, that are friends currently, still, try to recruit me to join cross-country. I said, hell no. I'm playing football right now. I'm playing football right now. There's no way. You know what? My dad ain't going to run cross country. Get out of here. I'm too focused in football right now. And I play baseball. So baseball is the same season as track and field. Football is the same season as cross country. So those can't coexist. Unless you're really, really special and can do both at the same time. But it's just the fact that, no, I was too focused in the football team, and the football team wasn't that good. back in the day, what it was in rebuilding mode. We were part of that class that we were in rebuilding mode. And by the time we got juniors and seniors, we were legit. We were damn legit. And again, I missed out on the first ever playoff win in school history when we were seniors because, again, I was at a different high school. That's a whole other podcast. But I was at another high school, and they ended up winning the first ever playoff game, and I missed out on that. Damn it. And it's still, to this day, probably one of the more regretful moments. Top three, for sure. Missed out on that. But is, again, life happens. Like I said on this podcast, life happens. I got to deal with it, right? But anyways, yeah, the cross-country team has been legit year in, year out, right? So, but the point in it, and I'm going to have to move this over to another episode because I'm running short on time all of a sudden here. See, I can go on, but I mean, watch the documentary of Usain Bolt, Justin Gatlin's podcast, apparently, Ready, Set, Go. You can go over there right now, YouTube. Well, I recommend this 100%. Go, even if you're not a track person, go over there, because I come from where I got this running from, track, before I got into all this long distance running. Go over there, YouTube, Usain Bolt, Justin Gatlin. These two are, obviously, both of them won 100 meters in the Olympics. Gold medalists. Usain Bolt. You should know that name. You don't. I feel sorry for you. You should. But anyway, they had a great discussion about over an hour and a half-ish discussion about their competitiveness, about times to compete against each other, whatnot. Right? It is so good. It's so good. And one of the things I took from that, and I probably could come back again, I'm going to come back to this, is the fact that, you know, the competition of it, aspect of it, right? If I had one thing to take away, and this might, I really don't want to go down this rabbit hole right now, but one thing I took from it is competitiveness, right? I love to compete, and that's why mainly I'm looking for, obviously, the marathon's one thing, right? You're competing against yourself, number one. Can you get it done? But on the flip side of it, right, the competitiveness of it. Everyone wants, what I'm seeing from social media, post, Instagram, whatnot, right, is the fact that you want to win your age group. You want to win masters. I said it in the top of the podcast. I want to go out, have a chance to be in the mix for, to try to get the master's spot, right? Top spot, right? Masters, Metro Mile. They have divisions, right? They have races for each division, right? I want to try to go for it this year. I really want to have a chance to go for it this year, right? I feel like I'm in that position now where I have a shot to shock the world, right? That's what one of the main discussions they're talking about, competitiveness. You take the medals away, I compete. I honestly won't even worry about the medals. To me, I'll keep the trophies, but the second place medals, the participation medals, I'll give those away in a heartbeat. And I'm going to try to trade those in for the competition. That's what my bread and butter is. That's what I'm born in, man. Back in my era, right? It's the competition, going up against the fast people. You want that opportunity to go against other guys that are faster than you, things like that. And that's what's driving me this year, is going up there. I know there's people that are a tad faster than me, but at the same time, those are other people that I'm right there with, neck and neck with them boys. So, you know, going out, having that confidence, going out there, and you want to compete with the best that are faster than you. So that's the drive that I got. That's what is driving me to come out there, go out there and train, so I can be ready on race day to go up against whoever it is and give my best and give them hell, right? So that's what one thing that I took from that conversation. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to go revert back to this podcast, because it was so freaking good. It was so good, man. Yeah, it refreshed. Justin Gatlin, I ain't heard that name in several years. I heard that name in several years. I mean, he won a gold medal back in 04, 05, somewhere in there. I think it was 04. He won a gold medal in 100, right? We know the name of Noah Lyles. We do know that name, right? The current runner, USA runner, who is obviously super fast in his own right, and he has his own rival in Knighton. I can keep going down this limit road, but again, so good. So I recommend it 100%. Go watch that, because I'm gonna come back to it. I'm pretty sure. Usain Bolt, Justin Gatlin. Ready, set, go. Conversation over an hour and a half long, but it is worth the watch for sure. Go back. I'm about to even watch it again for some reason. Yeah, go back. Listen to it. You'll definitely get a kick out of that. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get, listen to your favorite podcast, the EG3 podcast, underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3. Yes, this was a NASCAR podcast. Back in the era, yes, for a long time before I decided to go back to the original format. Yes, sir. So go back, make sure you subscribe first, and hit the alarm bell. Every time we post an episode weekly or twice a week, you'll be notified about that as well. This has been a great episode here. Again, we're getting fired up. Irish Mile, Lawrence Irish Mile, 2 weeks. Can't wait for that. Go down. We'll do a preview of it here probably next week, it looks like. So much to go look forward to. Obviously, EG3, Fast Eddie. Oh, yeah, he's coming. He's coming very soon. We have crossed the finish line on another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. This will come out tomorrow night, which will be Thursday, so you listen to this. Thank you for taking time out of your week to listen to this episode. We have played two this week on this podcast, so definitely I would advise you to subscribe to the EG3 podcast. Until next episode, we'll talk to y'all on the next podcast. Cats. Oh, no, that's the wrong. See, there you go. I do this almost every time. Message to you, but again, CoCats, again, if you're a K-State fan, Pro Project Podcast, same platform, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast over there, so go K-State Wildcats over there. Until EG3 Podcast, we're signing out for another episode of the original EG3 Podcast. We out.